kiss you for real. Robinson on Rise FM, your feel-good radio station. It's Women's Day, and as I hinted earlier on, actually just giving you clues in who we will be chatting to you on the show today as we celebrate Women's Day. A woman with a very impressive career profile. You must have the perfect career profile. Portia Modisa joins us on Rise FM Lunch. Good afternoon, mommy.
Good afternoon, guys, and how are you?
Ah, we're so good. Happy Women's Day to you.
Thank you so much. It's our day, of course, and happy Women's Day also to you. And happy Women's Day to all the women in South Africa, all over the world.
Everybody, all around the world. I appreciate you so, so much for taking the time to chat to us on the show. So we're finding out, where are you now? I mean, looking at your resume and your fans thinking when you retired from international football, they thought, aha, this is the last we ever going to hear from Portia Modise. How long have you been? Has it been since you retired from soccer?
Yo, it's been not easy after retiring, after playing a big role for South Africa and coming back home. Mm-hmm. Now you're no longer playing. Now you need to channel yourself to other things, being a coach, you know, getting the coaching licenses. It's not easy, you know, to be part of looking for a job also, because you need to also look for a job.
Yeah.
You can't just coach just because you're a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to go and hunt, because people, they don't know Ogusa I'm good after my football. They knew Ogusa I was good when I was playing, but they don't know Ogusa I'm good after, you know, after football being a coach. So you also still need to hunt. So it's not an easy thing, you know, to deal with after football. My man,
but how does one recover from such a successful career? I mean, as a South African footballer, being named player of the championship at 2006 Women's African Football Championships, representing South Africa national team in 2012 London Olympics, you became the first African player to score over 100 international goals. How do you even come back from that after retirement? What have you been up to?
You know, so if I was paid, you know, after scoring those goals, then I got what I deserve. So I would say, you know, I have this business. I did this. I'm helping. I'm doing 1, 2, 3. But you know, us women, though, they don't think we deserve to get paid. They don't think it's a career. They don't think it's a job. I don't know. It's like not even as for regular. Our achievement is not like, they don't see our achievement as in like it's a hard work. You sacrifice yourself. You limit so many things in your life to achieve what you have achieved. Because if you are not disciplined, you are not going to achieve that. So it's simply as you cut so many things in your life in order for you to reach that goal. But it's so unfortunate, government about players, it's like as women, when we achieve so much more than guys, it's like by any talent to your cause not to embarrass our guys, you know. So I'm just saying, Gucci, I'm still hustling. I'm in the streets. I'm doing so much in my community. I'm giving back. I have a foundation that I'm trying to help so many women out of it. I'm trying to also help boys, because I play under boys, you know, when I grow up.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones make sure I go to my career, get to this far without them judging me as a woman playing with them, instead they supported me. So now I'm trying to return the favor, you know, in my community, make sure that making sure they don't follow, you know, the wrong footsteps. They become better than us. So there's not that we're doing on the ground.
Absolutely. And I was going to go to the fact that your love for football, your love for soccer started at a very early age. You playing with the boys was you playing with the boys on the soccer field, right? So for young people who want to get into the sport and take it up as their career, having experienced what you have experienced as somebody who achieved the greatest heights in the career, what would be your advice to young people who want to venture, especially women who want to venture into the sport of soccer or football?
Firstly, I will start with parents, because, you know, it's difficult. The kids, they will want to play, but parents, they will start to judge, to say, hey, you can't play football because you'll be like a posh. You know? So, I just want to advise the parents, which I didn't choose to be me.
Yeah.
I was born like this,
because
I see even my guy friends, they start to have a fear when they have daughters that they feel good to their daughters, love the sports, they love to play football, but the only worry is, hey, they will turn LGBTIQ plus. But see, I just want to say, even Nomu's funny Nkomo, if he was born the way I was born, Mamela, you're not going to get Nkomo, instead he was a keeping Nkomo. because I don't believe Gucci. I chose to be the person that I am. Every time to be disrespected, to try to make sure the community understand the person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a satanism. You know, I'm a human being like anyone else. So it's an advice, Gucci. People need to look at us like people. Don't look at Gucci Slala Noban, because I think it starts when Moso Mufuna so kabanga overboard. Now kala so borrow my life. They are boring because you can't get what you want. You know, so I just want to say to the parents, they must take it easy. They must let their kids bagwazi ndala. And then those kids, they mustn't get there and get to be influenced by eating this thing that they have. You know, also to the clubs, the Amanto Mazan, I think they need to really rebuild their facilities, also their leadership in the teams, to understand that we're not taking away Yabo Porsche to live their life, but we need to make our working place to be comfortable for everyone to come and play. Not Gutumundu from distance, yo, I need some danam la papa. I don't even show what's happening. I only see soccer players. Good, but it's about don't because how we look, how we represent ourselves, we represent ourselves like ladies. After my work, please, mkalo zongbona
gutinyuban. And you know, I mean,
but
continue, please.
Yeah, but if in our working place we treat our sporting code and we represent other women the way we're supposed to, I don't think Gucci will have these problems. Sponsors that will come in numbers and try to help women's football. But I don't think we've been channeling a way to understand our brand, how to sell our brand, how to build a brand, how to protect our working place to get sponsors. I don't think someone is teaching us that. Instead, you only see the negative stuff. Gucci abanyana banyana doesn't get sponsors just because they behave like this. Then we hear that, but what could be the solution to help the young generation?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I want to go back to what you were saying about what gents refer to or say to you on the field, especially females who do play soccer. I honestly feel as though there is some deep-rooted sense of shame, I suppose, especially when you have a woman who plays better soccer compared to a guy. Instead of congratulating and celebrating you as a lady doing your thing on the field, they would rather just drag you down and sort of trivialize your ability to do the same thing. The same thing they are in line with you as, the same thing you align with them on, especially if it is your career. And I mean, you've done remarkably well. If a gent were to walk across or come upon to you and say to you, that is just really a reflection of the person themselves and how they see the sport and how they find it difficult to acknowledge whether this person is actually good at what they do.
Yes, that's true, because you find you know, a lot of people will say, are you playing women's football? What is women's football?
What is it?
What is women's football? Because what confused me, when I can have two balls in my hand, does those balls have genders? That we can see, the other ball is a man's gender, the other ball is a female's gender. Because then in day one, around, even us, we don't even know who is Kumba City Senkomo. But we were born to play the game, you know. But moreover, I always say, you know, just because Abantaba's pet, they come from the apartheid area, you know, where the women, they were slaves. Women, you know, so when the power doesn't change to the generation, we need to move with time.
Yeah,
we need to move with time. When you give young people a chance to lead, they're moving with time. They understand what is happening now. I'm 100% sure their treatment can be different towards us, but our treatment will never change, because the very same people who are in power, they are the people that they don't believe good women. They need to do it for themselves.
Absolutely. Porsche Mlisu joining us on the Rise FM Lunch, finding out where she is now. What are you up to? What does the future hold for Porsche Mlisu? Fill us in.
Mamela Jomin, I'm busy with my foundation.
And
ukumbule to be umuntofana no Porsche go in. I'll kashegi is, because you can't, I'll buy scale and you just want to be true to yourself. You want to just tell the truth for the young ones, which one of them need to get better. But if maybe I was a cheater, you know, thinking about myself, I'm 100% sure I'm not learning bona uma breadboard. I've been telling you everywhere, just because I'm a top boss for an Africa. You bring guys, you bring women. I pity everyone. But it's difficult to see me in those places, because Porsche is very vocal for the truth. So Porsche is doing so much in the community. He's doing so much, going to school, trying to help Uposha is doing so much, doing our motivational talks. Uposha is everywhere. It's just that Uposha is not analyzed. You're not going to see Uposha go super sports. Then you think, Uposha, there's nothing happening. Mamela, there's a lot that is happening behind the scenes.
How do we find you? Well, how do we follow you on social media?
Uposha Mudisa 12. You know, you'll find me Uposha Mudisa 12.
Yeah.
Wanyana player doesn't change.
Of course, yeah,
You just find me on Facebook, go Instagram, go Twitter, you know, go TikTok.
Yeah. Go TikTok. Hey, so when I will join the dance challenge, you go TikTok. Hey, hey.
Manela, I never get home. I join the dance challenge. I'm not telling you. But the dance challenge, this is my Instagram. I can't do pure by Instagram. I'm living a reality life.
Right? Posha Mudisa, thank you so much for chatting to us on the show again. Happy Women's Day. Thank you so, so much. This
happy
was a much needed conversation with you.
Thank you so much, and happy Women's Day.
Man, take care. What a pleasure to chat to her. Posha Mudisa on Mpumalanga's Rise FM Lunch. Just like that, I'm out. We connect again on Monday between 12 and 3 p.m. My name is Lily Wagamakofane, a.k.a. Salt. Here's DJ Spoo and Tina Adore. I'll be there. Have a great weekend. Yeah, take care.